This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 8:24 a.m. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the ride in or the ride out or the ride through, wherever you're headed today in your cars. And thank you so much for listening to us here on The Morning Shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan, celebrating an early Cinco de Mayo. I've already got plans lined up for later on this evening, and they involve not going anywhere. Involve tacos at my house with homemade margaritas. So hopefully you guys are doing the same and chilling out. We're going to talk a little bit in a minute about the Atlanta Falcons and obviously some of the other stories from around the NFL we'll get to. But right now we're going to go out to the phone lines. We're going to welcome in Braves Director of Marketing and Advertising, Jory Palmer. Jory, look, let's just start there. Where can we go in the battery down there to get a margarita? I know it's not probably not your lane, but look, if we're headed to the battery later on, where are we going to get a margarita down there?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Mike, I have definitely worked my way through the battery for margaritas. So I would recommend starting off with Super Rica. They've got the skinny margs, the spicy ones, all sort of stuff. So definitely hit up Super Rica.
Yeah. The Super Rica did make the top five list earlier in today, so you're saved on that. Look, Jory, it's obviously a big summer down at Truist Park with the All-Star game going on. What do you think is has been the toughest part for you as a professional, just in terms of just getting the information out and making sure everybody knows about the All-Star game and Bristol and everything else going on with you guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. We have, I like to say, once in a career type stuff happening. The All-Star game rolls in every 20 years or so. There's so much going on, so much planning involved in that. So we're kind of rolling out information as we get things confirmed. But I really think we're going to do a great job at kind of activating the whole city, activating the whole battery, making it really accessible for fans. If you want to come out to the celebrity softball game or the futures game and see the top minor leaguers, there's going to be options, for everybody. And then, 2 weeks later, we head to Bristol Motor Speedway to play the Reds in kind of the first ever MLB Speedway Classic. So obviously we know Braves Country is going to show up pretty far and wide. So we're excited about that one. I personally am really excited with the Tim McGraw pregame concert that was announced a week or two ago. I mean, it's really not a bad value. You get your ticket, you get the Fan Plaza, a Tim McGraw show, and a baseball game all in one.
Yeah, Thunder Valley, Bristol. I'm definitely excited for that. That's going to be really awesome. Obviously, they did the football game a while back, but you got something that kind of goes along with that tomorrow night. And some of the giveaways you had this month, there's a Rozel Iglesias bobblehead and a Zuna bobblehead. But tomorrow night, you have this Braves diecast race car presented by NAPA. Now, first off, how do I get one sent to me? But secondly, kind of talk about that and the other giveaways you guys have this month.
That's right. Bo, I got you. I'm going to stick one in the mail for you.
Whoa. Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
Jory's my new favorite person in the place.
Double that order.
That's right. No, I mean, you're right. We have so much stuff coming up, but we are really focused on May in the A because it is officially May in the A. I can't think of a better place to spend your May than Truist Park. And like you said, Bo, we've got some really awesome stuff. Tomorrow night we're giving away the diecast car. So this one was really fun. So think, little Matchbox car, Braves branded, a lot of fun. And then Thursday, Rozel Iglesias bobblehead. So, I mean, we saw a great save last night with his arms in that signature pointing up pose. So first 15,000 fans tomorrow get the race car, then Iggy bobblehead on Thursday. And then next Wednesday, we got Marcell Ozuna. His arms are kind of flapping in his signature home run trot pose. So we've got his arms bobbling, his head bobbling, and with the offensive performance that guy put on last year, he has definitely earned himself a bobblehead.
Well, and I know with celebrating May in the A, there are some amazing deals going on, Jory. You have like $10 general admission tickets. What else is happening?
Allie, get this. it gets even better. Yeah, we've got the $10 GA tickets. I mean, that's a fantastic get-in price. $30 outfield tickets, great place to sit and try and catch some home run balls. I think one of the coolest parts of this May in the A promotion is $10 parking in lot 31. Like, that hardly ever happens, but we're going to do it. First 500 spots in lot 31, that's really not a bad walk at all. So, I mean, you can get to the ballpark for, you know, $10 ticket, $10 parking. We've also got, Bo, I feel like this might, or actually, Mike, this one's probably right up your alley, and then Bo for the next one, but $1.99 hot dogs, Mike. How about that? In our upper level concessions.
Pause.
Hanging out. I said it.
Atlanta Braves Director of Marketing and Advertising, Jory Palmer. Jory, before we let you go, I got one question. Actually, I have a favor. How do we go about getting Bo Morgan lined up to race the freeze? Like, is that something that you can pull a string on?
Or
like
that is, that's one of the most, that's a question that I get more than anything. My own husband is trying to get me to let him race the freeze, and he's 42. So if there was a way, I could make it happen. But, you know, it's hard to do. It's hard to get in that line.
Well, we appreciate you. Any avenue you can explore to be able to make that happen, we would appreciate it greatly here. Appreciate you joining us this morning, and look forward to May in the A.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Check it all out at braves.com/May in the A. Tons of deals. $3.99 Miller highlights. I forgot to add. That's
okay.
Really
now
important.
We're talking.
But there you go. Lots going on. Come visit us at Truist Park because we got some exciting matchups, giveaways, promotions, and it'll be a great place to be.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jory, for hanging out with us.
Dude,
thank you guys.
$3.99 High Life? That sounds like college.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, she kind of came at me right there about the hot dog special. You know what I mean? I felt a little bit attacked on there. She was like, Mike, you'll be excited. Hot dogs.
Well,
and I was like,
whoa. We all know you could probably throw back a few
wieners. I'm not going any further on this one. But appreciate her, obviously,
well,
hanging out with
us. She
didn't
want to say that to Allie. She knows she's a vegan.
Yeah, I know.
They have
Beyond hot dogs.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Beyond. I'm sure they have Beyond Brats.
They do.
Yeah. Beyond Brats. Anyways, we got to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. We talked earlier, Bo, about Braylon Trice and the expectations for him. Dylan, I want to play that sound one more time about defensive line coach Nate Ollie talking about expectations for Braylon Trice in year two.
Yeah, so, like, we're working with Jock, so we'll be working collectively, like, with Jock. Like, Braylon Trice, that guy is violent. Like, you go back and you watch his tape, and when we got in here, like, everybody raved about Trice. Like, really like Trice. When I was over in Houston and we was watching him coming out, he's violent, man. He's violent in his rush, and we talk about being, like, direct rushers, like, being direct with your rush. Because a lot of guys kind of win with, like, speed. I can win off the speed, but work across chops off the edge, and got these plethora of moves. But I just feel like Bryce is real good about being direct. And most of the time, we all know, man, they ain't got to look pretty. As long as you get the guy on the ground.
But I think that my mentality, I think a lot of Falcons fans' mentality about Braylon Trice that'll be entering this season, I think maybe you differ from me. Like, when I look at Braylon Trice, to me, anything he does this season, statistically or situationally, whatever it is, to me it's icing on the cake after the draft we had. I think you have a little bit higher expectations for him and his role this year, though.
Well, I do, because I did last year. But it was interesting because someone, we were talking about this, and we got all kinds of interesting tweets with people apparently upset we have too much pass rush. Now, I don't know. But the guy goes, look, man, I don't expect a lot from him. He's been, you know, he's recovering. Well, I think everyone's recovery is different. And I also think it is going to be a full year, basically a week in a training camp for him, right? Because he got hurt the opening preseason game in that first half. But I said, you know, that's a good point. But however, look at it this way. What he has now, you've added in Floyd, and you already had Ebiketie, and Jalen Walker, and James Pierce. Less will be put on him, and you can also use him a little bit more spotty, right? So Braylon Trice won't be necessarily he's not going to be asked to come back and be a guy that plays, you know, 45 to 55% of the snap counts, right? Because of that, you might get more out of him. He won't, you know, it'll be easier on his body getting back used to the game, the recovery, all those things, which could give you the best of him, right?
I think so. And granted, man, I've been there, and I know this has been cataloged more times than not, when you get a mid-round draft pick that misses time with injury. Now, I didn't miss a season. I missed about a month, I believe, coming through training camp when I was a rookie. It's hard to climb back from. It's hard to miss a lot of that rookie year and kind of climb out of that and be a contributing factor. And I think that's the reason you see this front office draft two edge rushers in the first round when you don't really know what Braylon Trice is. But I think to your point, I think we're missing the point a little bit. How many times did I just talk last week after the draft about defensive tackles missing the meat in the middle that will stop the run that allow you to get in third and long? Braylon Trice can be that guy too, and I think that fits into what Nate Olley's talking about is how physical he can be, not only in the pass rush, but in the run game where he can, you know, stop some of the bigger tackles in the game from being able to attack you in the run. So
yeah, set that edge.
Yeah, set that edge. And I think we talked about last year when he was drafted, we kind of compared him to Byron Young and the way he's utilized in that Los Angeles Rams defense, and I think that's very much what you're looking at in terms of the upside of Braylon Trice. I don't know if that's what he is or what he will be coming off injury. Nobody knows at this point what Braylon Trice will be, but I think there is a lot of upside there, and it's untapped potential that'll go next to Rook and Brandon Dorlus and J.D. Bertrand and everybody else that's part of that draft class last year. So we'll keep tabs on it nonetheless, and hopefully he can continue to get back to health and use the power in that lower body coming off that injury. Reminder, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back, we'll hit a little bit more of those Atlanta Braves, talk about that pitching matchup tonight with A.J. Smith-Shawver on the mound. We'll also hit a life of squid.
There was a record tied in golf by the world's best golfer currently, plus one of the worst championship acceptance speeches I've heard in a long time. I mean, talk about coming off arrogant and entitled. Yeah.